Good morning. It's 8:56 and 60 degrees outside our studios in Urbana. It's time to check on the commodity markets on this Monday morning. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. We're seeing mostly lower prices here as the weather continues to support active harvest. A little bit of rain around yesterday around parts of Illinois, but it looks pretty clear moving forward. We're seeing more seasonal temperatures here to start the week. That's going to be strongly received here for those that handle grain too, but we're also going to see a pretty open window here for harvest progress. Looks like for at least the next 7 days, temperatures will warm back up a little bit, but looks like a pretty clear sailing for a while, and that's going to continue to kind of keep a lid on prices here, at least to start the week. We have December corn at 333 3/4, down 2 3/4. March corn at 343 1/2, down 2 3/4. May corn at 350, that's down 2 3/4. November soybeans at 953, down 2 cents. Jan soybeans at 959 1/4, down 1 3/4. March soybeans at 965, that's down 1 1/2. October bean oil 33.44, that's up 13. December oil 33.68, that's up 12. October meal 301.10, that's down 2.20. December meal at 350 cents, down $2.30. Over in the wheat market, kind of leading the way down here this morning. December Chicago wheat at 397 3/4, down 7. March wheat at 421, also down 7. May wheat at 435 1/4, that's down 6 1/2. Kansas City wheat, December at 415 1/2, down 6 cents. March KC wheat at 432 1/4, down 5 3/4. Livestock markets here are a little bit mixed, with the cattle markets once again lower. October cattle at 106.30, down 97. December cattle 105.85, that's down $1. September feeders at 136.30, down 52. October feeders 131.07, down $1.30. October lean hogs 54.12, that's up 12. December hogs 48.90, that's unchanged. Back to the grain markets here this morning. A couple things watching just today. Export inspections out at 10 o'clock. It's supposed to show pretty healthy corn and soybean loadings once again as those programs continue to start off the fall on a strong start. Crop progress this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Expected to show corn harvest progress right around 20%, if not just a touch below that. Bean harvest right around 10% or so. So it looks like those numbers will probably jump pretty sharply here in a week from now. Otherwise, like I said, pretty quiet. Do have a USDA report out on Friday. That'll be grain stocks and small grain summaries, which will be our final wheat production numbers for 2016. Otherwise, Brian, pretty quiet to the week. Just continuing to watch harvest progress and harvest weather, which looks pretty clear right now.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for that report.
Yep. Have a great day.
You too. Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington joining us this morning. 60 degrees outside our studios in Urbana. And it looks like a little sun starting to poke outside here outside our studios in Urbana right now. And a mix of clouds and sun throughout the listening area. Danville reporting sunshine and 57. Cloudy skies, 60 degrees in Decatur. Cloudy and 58 in Charleston and Mattoon. 57 degrees with a mix of clouds and sun in Gibson City as well as in Clinton. And Sullivan up to 61 degrees. Skies turning sunny by this afternoon with a high of 71 degrees. West winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, cooler and clear with a low of 47. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.